Talk Live. It's the Thursday edition, Inside Hour 2 now. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free. That, again, freetalklive.com. Well, last hour we began to tell you about Jose Padilla. And just sort of recapping what has happened to Jose Padilla, he was picked up by the Bush administration, labeled an enemy combatant, thrown into a naval brig, where he was then allegedly tortured. And we're going to give you the details about that torturing coming up here. But 3.5 years is how long they held him there without any sort of criminal charges. The federal government finally filed charges against him once they were threatened with a Supreme Court case that would determine whether or not them holding Jose Padilla was or was not constitutional or was not illegal. So they went ahead and charged him with a crime just to sort of get that Supreme Court case out of the way. Now we're waiting for him to actually go to trial, which is going to be almost an entire year from now. It's going to, I believe, start in September of 2007. Unless Padilla's lawyers get their motion to dismiss the indictment against him approved, which is possible considering the judge in this case is awfully skeptical about the government's claims when it comes to Jose Padilla. I mean, this guy isn't who they originally claimed he was. They claimed he was this dirty bomber guy and he was really dangerous to the American people when in fact he's just like a wannabe gang member or something like that.
And, you know, when they did charge him, they just charged him with some nonsense. I mean, you had the opportunity to charge a guy with, being prepared to conspiracy to set off a dirty bomb in America.
No, they didn't charge him with that, though.
But that would be great, right? If you were a prosecutor, it'd really be awesome to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But you can't because you don't have any evidence at all.
Exactly.
You're lying.
Which must make somebody wonder, somebody with the slightest critical thinking mind, well, if you don't have the evidence, how can you justify picking somebody up and holding them, let alone holding them for 3.5 years, let alone torturing that person? Because up until this point, Free Talk Live hasn't really touched on the alleged torture that was going on with Jose Padilla. I think a caller or two mentioned that they had fed him drugs and had tortured him. But now we've got the actual some excerpts from the brief here from Jose Padilla's people. Here's how it worked. When they picked him up off of the streets of America, which, again, just a reminder, according to the Military Commissions Act, everything we're going to tell you that they did to Jose Padilla is something that they could do to you. If they decided they didn't like you for whatever reason and wanted to pick you up as an enemy combatant, they could, because now it's fully legal. All of the things we're going to talk about, fully legal for the federal government to engage in now, thanks to the Military Commissions Act, which was passed a few weeks ago. So here you go. In an effort to gain Mr. Padilla's dependency and trust, he was tortured for nearly the entire 3 years and 8 months of his unlawful detention. The torture took myriad forms, each designed to cause pain, anguish, depression, and ultimately, the loss of will to live. The base ingredient, Mr. Padilla's torture, was stark isolation for a substantial portion of his captivity. For nearly 2 years, from June 9, 2002 until March 2, 2004, when the Department of Defense permitted Mr. Padilla to have contact with his lawyers, finally, Mr. Padilla was in complete isolation. Even after he was permitted contact with his counsel, his conditions of confinement remained essentially the same. He was kept in a unit comprising 16 individual cells, 8 on the upper level and 8 on the lower, where Mr. Padilla's cell was located. No other cells in the unit were occupied.
Wow.
His cell was electronically monitored 24 hours a day, eliminating the need for a guard to patrol his unit.
Why did they think that this gang member was so important if they can't even charge him with what they accuse him of?
I don't know. I don't understand, Mark. Maybe they really...
I mean, that's a big deal. They dedicated an entire block to this guy.
Well, maybe it's because they just didn't have anybody else to throw in there. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
His only contact with another person was when a guard would deliver and retrieve trays of food and when the government desired to interrogate him. His isolation, furthermore, was aggravated by the efforts of his captors to maintain complete sensory deprivation. His tiny cell, just 9 feet by 7 feet, had no view to the outside world. The door to his cell had a window. However, it was covered by a magnetic sticker from the outside, depriving Mr. Padilla of even a view into the hallway
Wow.
and adjacent common areas of his unit. He was not given a clock or a watch, and for most of the time of his captivity, he was unaware whether it was even day or night, or what time of year or day it was. In addition to his extreme isolation, Mr. Padilla was also viciously deprived of sleep. This sleep deprivation was achieved in a variety of ways. For a substantial period of his captivity, Mr. Padilla's cell contained only a steel bunk with no mattress. The pain of and discomfort of sleeping on a cold steel bunk made it impossible for him to sleep. Now, even when you go to prison, I believe you get some sort of thin, chintzy mattress to sleep on. I mean, the only time you get a steel bunk is usually when you're in general population at a jail or something, as I understand.
No, having had a friend who worked closely in this, everybody gets a mattress.
Even in jails?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, yes, they get mattresses, even if they don't
have
a room.
In general population, I was told that people are, like, sitting on the walls and laying on the floor and
stuff.
Oh,
I see what you're thinking. You're thinking about a holding cell when they first come in.
Like a drunk tank.
Yeah, that's not general population.
Sorry. Don't know all the terms.
When they first bring someone in, they put them into a big room that has some beds.
But
and
once you
some
get a
not.
Cell, you get a chintzy mattress of some sort.
Yeah.
He didn't even get that. Just a flat steel bunk. The pain and discomfort made it almost impossible for him to sleep. Mr. Padilla was not given a mattress until the very tail end of his captivity. Other times, his captors would bang the walls and cell bars, creating loud, startling noises. These disruptions would occur throughout the night and cease only in the morning, when Mr. Padilla's interrogations would begin. Efforts to manipulate Mr. Padilla and break his will also took the form of the denial of the few benefits that he possessed in his cell.
I can't even imagine what they were.
Mr. Padilla's dehumanization at the hands of his captors also took more sinister forms. Mr. Padilla was also often put in stress positions for hours at a time. He would be shackled and manacled with a belly chain for hours in his cell. Now, a belly chain, what is a belly chain? Is that where they tie your hands to your feet?
No. It's a chain. They call them Oregon belts elsewhere.
Okay.
But it's basically a belt or a chain that goes around your middle, and then you're handcuffed to that. Sometimes in the
front.
So
you can't lift your hands
to the side.
Back or up or anything like
no.
that. Got it. All right. So there was that, and then the temperature of his cell would be manipulated. Noxious fumes would be introduced into his room, causing his eyes and nose to run. The temperature manipulated, making his cell extremely cold for long stretches of time. Mr. Padilla was denied even the smallest and most personal shreds of human dignity by being deprived of showering for weeks at a time, yet having to endure forced grooming at the whim of his captors. A substantial quantum of torture endured by Mr. Padilla came at the hands of his interrogators. In an effort to disorient Padilla, his captors would deceive him about his location and who his interrogators actually were. Mr. Padilla was threatened with being forcibly removed from the United States to another country, including the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo
Bay. As though
it
matters. I mean,
right.
How much worse could they possibly treat him?
Where he was threatened, his fate would be even worse than in the naval brig. He was threatened with being cut with a knife and having alcohol poured on the wounds. He was also threatened with imminent execution. He was hooded and forced to stand in stress positions for long durations of time, much like some of the pictures that we'd seen from the Abu Ghraib prison. He was forced to endure exceedingly long interrogation sessions without adequate sleep, wherein he would be confronted with false information scenarios and documents to further disorient him. Often he had to endure multiple interrogators who would scream, shake, and otherwise assault Mr. Padilla. Additionally, Mr. Padilla was given drugs against his will, believed to be some form of LSD or PCP, to act as sort of a truth serum during his interrogations. Most of the time, throughout most of the time Mr. Padilla was held captive in the naval brig, he had no contact with the outside world. In March 2004, 1 year and 8 months after arriving in the brig, Mr. Padilla was permitted his first contact with his attorneys. Even thereafter, although Mr. Padilla had access to counsel and thereby some contact with the outside world, those visits were extremely limited and restricted. The deprivations, physical abuse, and other forms of inhumane treatment visited upon Mr. Padilla caused serious medical problems that were, of course, not adequately addressed. Apart from the psychological damage done to Mr. Padilla, there were numerous health problems brought on by the conditions of his captivity. Mr. Padilla frequently experienced cardiothoracic difficulties while sleeping or attempting to fall asleep, including a heavy pressure on his chest and an inability to breathe or move his body.
Wow.
They seriously did some terrible things to this man, beyond just picking him up for no reason whatsoever and locking him in a brig. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives. They're there for you. An entire year's worth of the show, totally free. In fact, I think I'm going to be adding the new torrent for the month of October tonight. So we'll be making that available to you. You get an entire year's worth of the show, and it costs you nothing. freetalklive.com. And know this. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org.
Continuing the tragic accounting of what happened to, or what happened for years to Jose Padilla. Yes, you know him. He was the man that was arrested for being a so-called enemy combatant, an alleged dirty bomber, and they scared the American people with this man many years ago and threw him in a naval brig, eventually admitting it to the American people because they had done all this before. It took a while for them to come out with the information. And then once they did, people got angry and demanded access to Jose Padilla. Finally, they let some lawyers in to come and talk to him. And then years later, he's now finally facing charges for things that don't have anything at all to do with what they originally accused him of doing. Because they have nothing on this man.
No evidence.
It's clear they have nothing on him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have kept him in a naval brig under torturous conditions for 3.5+ years. And it's just a terrible situation. I mean, we're talking about depriving him as far as a sense of what time it was. He didn't have any idea what day or what time it was. Totally cold cells, noises all of the time. No, he did not have a mattress to even sleep on. Being forced to stand in stress positions while hooded, shaken, drugged, yelled at by his interrogators. I mean, this is just sick, sick stuff. And it's totally anathema to what America is supposed to stand for. As far as people that are accused of crimes in this country are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. And then once you prove them guilty, you can punish them. But even not, I mean, you really shouldn't be punishing them in such inhumane ways. You should at least give them a flipping blanket to put on themselves at night. And so we continue with the account of how Jose Padilla was treated for a 3.5-year period. The deprivations of physical abuse, the deprivations, physical abuse, and other forms of inhumane treatment, they actually resulted in Padilla developing serious medical problems that weren't adequately addressed. For instance, cardiothoracic difficulties while sleeping, heavy pressure on his chest, and an inability to breathe or move his body. In one incident, he felt a burning sensation pulsing through his chest. He requested medical care, but was given no relief. Toward the end of his captivity, Mr. Padilla experienced swelling and pressure in his chest and arms. He was administered an electrocardiogram and given medication. The cause of some of the medical problems experienced by Mr. Padilla is obvious. Being cramped in a tiny cell with little or no opportunity for recreation and enduring stress positions and shackling for hours caused great pain and discomfort. Because for some reason you need to shackle a man while he's in a cell.
Right, like that makes any sense. It's just punishment.
Yep. It's unclear, though.
Punishment for a guy who's never been convicted of anything.
Nope. It's unclear, though, whether Mr. Padilla's cardiothoracic problems were a symptom of the stress he endured in captivity or a side effect from one of the drugs involuntarily introduced into Mr. Padilla's system in the naval brig. In either event, the strategically applied measures suffered by Mr. Padilla at the hands of the United States government caused him both physical and psychological pain and agony. Now, there's some people out there that are saying, well, he's a terrorist, and those terrorists deserve this kind of treatment. Sir, you don't know if he was a terrorist. All you know is what the United States federal government tells you. And if the party you don't like is in charge of the federal government, then you wouldn't believe everything that they told you. But for some reason, because the Republicans were in charge at the time, then all of a sudden their word is gold? All of a sudden that whatever they say about somebody is the truth? The whole point behind the point behind the Bill of Rights, at least the 5th and 6th and 7th, amendments, the point is to give people protections against these ludicrous claims.
It's amazing,
and torture.
It's amazing how this country, you know, founded on principles of liberty and freedom, founded on people having rights, has deteriorated into some kind of team warfare. Oh, the red team, as long as the red team's winning, everything's great.
I mean, it's only on the surface, though. As you pointed out earlier in the show, they're working together.
Yeah.
That warfare is only on the surface for those not paying much attention.
Yes. When I'm saying team warfare, I mean that it's for those of us sitting in the stands, cheering them on.
Right. Got it. It's worth noting that throughout his captivity, the conditions visited upon Mr. Padilla were not brought on by his behavior or by any actions on his part. There were no incidents of Mr. Padilla violating any regulations of the naval brig nor taking any aggressive action towards any of his captors. Mr. Padilla has always been peaceful and compliant with his captors. He was, and remains, to the time of this filing, docile and resigned, a model detainee. Mr. Padilla also wants to make clear that the deprivation described above did abate somewhat once counsel began negotiating with the officials of the naval brig for the improvements of his conditions. Toward the end of Mr. Padilla's captivity in the naval brig, he was provided reading materials and some other more humane treatment. However, despite some improvement in Mr. Padilla's living conditions, the interrogations and torture continued even after the visits with his counsel commenced. In sum, many of the conditions Mr. Padilla experienced were inhumane and caused him great physical and psychological pain and anguish, beyond the fact that he was taken away from all of his loved ones and the rest of the world. Other deprivations experienced by Mr. Padilla taken in isolation are merely cruel and some merely petty. However, it's important to recognize that all of the deprivations and assaults recounted were employed in concert in a calculated manner to cause him maximum anguish. It's also extremely too important to note that the torturous acts visited upon Mr. Padilla were done over the course of almost the entire 3 years and 7 months of his captivity in the naval brig. For most of the 1,307 days, Mr. Padilla was tortured by the United States government without cause or justification. Mr. Padilla's treatment at the hands of the United States government is shocking to even the most hardened conscience. And such outrageous conduct on the part of government divested of jurisdiction under the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment to prosecute Mr. Padilla in the instant matter. 1-800-259-9231. All of that was done by the Bush administration to an American citizen detained on U.S. soil without any charges ever being brought against him. According to LouRockwell.com, let alone convicted of any crime. All along, the Bush administration insisted that it had the right to abduct and detain U.S. citizens indefinitely and deny them access to any courts or even to lawyers to either contest the validity of their detention or the legality of their treatment. That is still the Bush administration's position, and the Congress less than 2 weeks ago purported to give the president the legal authority to do virtually all of that. And now you've got the Democrats in office.
And the Democrats say, no, we won't impeach him.
They're not going to impeach. They're not going to do anything to reduce the size of the police state. They're not going to do anything to fight back against this. I don't think anybody should have expected that they would have. They just wanted to vote out the Republicans.
Right.
The case of Jose Padilla is one of the most despicable and outright un-American travesties the U.S. government has perpetrated for a long time. It's impossible to defend that behavior, let alone engage in it, and claim with any legitimacy that one believes in the principles that have defined and guided this country since its founding. But there has been no retreat from this behavior, quite the contrary. The atrocity known as the Military Commissions Act of 2006 is a huge leap forward to elevating the Padilla treatment from the lawless shadows into full-fledged, officially sanctioned, and legally authorized policy of the United States government. The case of Jose Padilla is no longer a sick aberration, but instead a symbol of the kind of government we have chosen to have. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-3600. 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away. And that includes the listener map. Over 1,700 of our listeners have added themselves to it, and you can be on there as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's map.freetalklive.com. So we pointed out some pretty depressing things tonight about the treatment of Jose Padilla, how he was tortured by the United States government for 3.5-plus years of his life. No charges? Now, they did finally charge him after the 3.5 years of torture. And, of course...
Only because they had to.
Right, only because they had to, and the charges are just crap, and they're probably going to be shot down in flames if all goes well, and hopefully they will for this guy, because what a just a sick, tragic situation. But the real tragedy, beyond his mistreatment, is that now it's been legalized. According to the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the treatment that they engaged in with Jose Padilla, the deprivation of sleep, the forced drugging, the shackling, the manacling... forcing him to stand in stress positions for hours at a time, all now fully legal to engage in on anybody's part. If they want to pick you up off the streets for whatever reason, maybe they don't like you because you do too many anti-war protests or whatever their reason is, maybe you're a tax protester and they just want to make you disappear, well, now they can, and it's fully legal. And the American people have certainly lashed back to an extent by voting out the Republicans in office. But as we pointed out over the past couple days, they weren't voting for the Democrats as much as they were voting against the
right.
Republicans. Now, the Democrats don't really care.
No.
They're going to take that as an endorsement of their socialist policies, and they're going to use the votes to go ahead and make the government more socialist.
They may or may not. They don't care whether it's an endorsement or not. They're
right.
just going to do what they want to do because they're the government.
But I want to point out some real concrete evidence of... how it was that Americans were absolutely voting out people they didn't like as opposed to voting in people they did. Here's a real concrete example of it from the BBC. A dead woman whose name was on the ballot paper in a local U.S. election has won the poll in a small town in South Dakota. Yes, Marie Steichen, who died of cancer in September, beat a Republican by 100 votes to 64.
and became a county commissioner posthumously. The election list
posthumously.
The election list closed on 1st of August, but Ms. Steichen's name was kept on the list for Tuesday's election. Voters, of course, knew that she was dead, but wanted to make a point, a local official said. They just had a chance to make a change, and we respect their opinion, said the city auditor. Ms. Steichen, a Democrat from Woonsocket, defeated the Republican incumbent. So the dead woman, not only did she defeat the Republican challenger, but he was also the incumbent.
Nice.
The county board is likely to have to meet to appoint a replacement for Ms. Steichen. So just an example that U.S. voters, when given the opportunity, and it sort of harkens back to the race that John Ashcroft lost, I believe it was in 2000 or 2002, where he lost to a dead man in his Senate race, which is why he ended up being appointed to Attorney General, because he wasn't reelected to Senate.
Right.
Because a dead man beat him. So I think that this is an example of how Americans really deserve to have nota on the top of their ballots, or at least on the bottom of each choice. That essentially, I think it's NOTA, N-O-T-A, no, I don't remember what it stands for, but basically it says, I don't choose any of the above. None of the above. None of the above. And that way you don't have to vote for the Republican or the Democrat. You can vote for none of the above, and if none of the above wins, then I'm not sure what happens in that case, but the bad guys don't get elected. If they're willing to vote for dead people, surely somebody would vote for none of the above.
Well, if it was none of the above in the Congress and they weren't able to reach a quorum or something, could they just not do business for 2 years?
Oh, how wonderful would that be? Wouldn't it be great? Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Wyatt in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Wyatt.
What you guys are talking about is amazing, and I'm so sorry I'm an iTunes podcast listener, so I was going to talk about the subject of hell.
Oh, what's on your mind?
I know, Ian, you don't believe in a God, and Mark, you have had some Christian training. You two have two...
Hey, wait a minute. I went to Christian camp for a long, long time, so I've been Christian trained, just not as much.
So he made, like, caterpillars out of egg cartons and stuff.
Well, my point on hell is that my understanding of the Hebrew and Greek is that there's other words as Sheol and Hades, mm-hmm. and a lot of Bibles just translate that as simply hell. But there's so many places in the Bible where it shows that even good people go to hell. Even Job, when he was suffering with his afflictions, he said in Job 14:13, it says, "Who will grant me this, that thou may protect me in hell and hide me till thy wrath passes?" Basically, he was asking God, "Hey, I'm suffering here. Just put me to death." And from what I understand from the Bible, hell is nothing but like a common grave of mankind. And for God, who is supposed to be a God of love, at least that's what I've learned from the Bible, that would go against his personality. In Jeremiah 7:31, he talked about how people were sacrificing their children to gods through fire. And God said, that's something that has never entered into my heart.
Now, what about, is it Lazarus that was in the lake of fire asking the beggar to come put a drop of water on his tongue?
Yeah, that's sort of a pictorial thing, a pictorial illustration, and seriously, it shows that, you know, if you're suffering and burning forever in torment, would a drop of water really satisfy you? And so it was
it
sort of a...
It doesn't seem very satisfying.
I don't know.
Seems like you'd really, really, really have to be suffering if you thought a drop of water would be just something better than what
you
got.
Well, if you're in a lake of fire, you're probably pretty dehydrated.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I do have that. It's specifically here. It's at Luke 16.
No, I don't want to. You know,
I know.
So, what you're saying is that good people can go to hell? Is that what you're saying?
Well, from what I understand, like I said, from reading the Bible and researching both Hebrew and Greek transliterations, it seems to be just a common grave of mankind, where they, once the Bible says that those who are sinning, or the wages of sin is death, and simply once you die, you're just kind of waiting, and then the book of Revelation talks about a resurrection of the righteous and the unrighteous, and it will be at that time that they'll be judged. And if a person's judged wicked, then they're just simply
They're left
destroyed.
In the grave.
Yeah, they're just simply destroyed and
that's sort
like
of
that.
What denomination would you call yourself?
I'll just say a Bible student at this time.
Okay, because that's generally the that's generally what you're saying is like the Jehovah's Witness stance.
Okay.
And I don't know whether you are or not. But I don't think that they're heretical any more than the rest of the Christians. I think that they have a fair view on the Bible. They certainly know more. Jehovah's Witnesses know more about the Bible than regular Christians know about.
Have you
the
ever
Bible.
Studied with Jehovah's Witnesses?
They've come through the door and I've given them hell. That's for sure.
Why do you give them hell?
Because I think that there's a lot of problems with the Bible beyond just talking about hell and those kind of things. I mean, I think that
it's a propaganda campaign, between dark and evil. And one way that the darkness can confuse the whole thing is by confusing the Bible and having so many different translations and so many people. And then, of course, all the evil that's been done in the name of religion. I can see how people would be disgusted with it. Mm. But if a person does a really sincere search of the Bible for themselves, they will find that there's a lot of truths. And Ian,
I'm sure there's a lot of truths in the Koran and the other books that are out there to read. There's plenty of truths, and I don't think you just have to turn to the Bible for it. And I don't understand what why people are so obsessed with one old book over other old books. Why is it that you hold this one in such reverence?
Yeah, but I've heard you say that before, Ian. It's basically an old book written by a bunch of dead guys.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Words have meaning. I mean, if you take $1,000 or $100 bill, that's just a piece of paper with ink on it.
Why do their words mean more than anyone else's words?
Well, because of how it affects people's lives when they apply it. I mean, it's just the way it directs your life and the things that it does to your life once you read it and apply it in your life. You're living it yourself, Ian. I've heard you say so many times that my whole meaning in my life is to live a good life and be good to other people.
But I didn't have to read the Bible to understand that. I can read all kinds of books that give me that same message.
I don't
have to believe in hocus pocus as well to understand it.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Wyatt. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. There's nothing biblical, per se. They don't have a biblical monopoly over the concept of being good to others. Sorry. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to Packet8.com or call 1-866-TRY-VoIP. That's Packet8.com or 1-866-TRY-VoIP.
1-800-Flowers.com wants to remind you Thanksgiving is November the 23rd. Try the Harvest Glow centerpiece from 1-800-Flowers, either as a gift or to decorate your table this Thanksgiving. The small is $49.99, and the large is just $59.99. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts delivered same day, any day. Use code FTL to save 10% on your next order. That's FTL for a 10% savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice for the holidays.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. The Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free line. You bring up whatever's on your mind. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have updates and more, and live streaming, and archives, and the Shrine of Female Listeners, and it's all for free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their sites. We give it all away, though we do ask that you vote for us in return. So, very simple. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show, and that helps us get into the top 10 podcasts of the world, according to podcastalley.com. And this is not just some unimportant top 10 list. This is critical because us being in the top 10 allows more new listeners to come across the show and therefore, by proxy, learn about freedom and liberty. And if that's a valuable thing for you, maybe you should head over to vote.freetalklive.com and help us out because it'll take you less than a minute's time to cast your vote for Free Talk Live. All you need is an email address, and it makes a big difference for us. So it costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Vote. freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, let's talk about superheroes and politics.
You know, I saw this blog post today. Somebody sent it to me, and it is just the funniest thing. Election Day 2006, whose side is your favorite superhero on? It's midterm election day here in the States, which means tomorrow one-third of the country will be cautiously happy. One-third will be pissed off, and the other third will have no idea that there was an election that took place in the first place. It's times like these that make me wonder how superheroes would vote. Is Captain America Republican or Democrat?
What's this blog? Did you name that? I missed that.
Hold on just 1 second. I'll tell you what it is. It's David Campbell from Bainbridge Island. It's called Dave's Long Box.
Okay.
At Dave Long's Box.
Just needed a citation.
Okay, there we go. It's tempting to attribute one's own political beliefs to one's childhood heroes, but that would be wrong. We're in a no-spin zone here at Dave's Long Box. I have examined the evidence and decided on a political party affiliations for some of my favorite heroes without regard to my personal beliefs. So, in an effort to piss off readers to all political persuasion, then goes the breakdown. I can't wait for the Green Lantern fans to start flaming me in the comments section.
All right.
Superman. You have any guesses on any of these? It's kind of fun to think about. I don't know. I enjoyed all of it. Moderate Republican. Small-town values and big-city pragmatism inform Superman's middle-of-the-road political beliefs. On the one hand, his upbringing in rural Kansas forms the bedrock of Superman's values systems. On the other hand, as Clark Kent, Superman works in bustling cosmopolitan metropolis for a big-city liberal newspaper, the Daily Planet. Superman is a fiscal conservative who has a healthy distrust of big government. Don't forget his arch-enemy Lex Luthor was president of the United States once. He's a moderate on most social issues like gay rights. Jimmy Olsen is his best pal, after all. But it's I don't know if Jimmy Olsen's gay, by the way. It's a little unfair. But he's pro-capital punishment. Hey, Superman, it doesn't matter if you cry after executing some Kryptonian criminals. you're still pro death penalty.
Ooh,
yep.
That's rough.
Wonder Woman, socialist.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was raised in an all-female society, a monarchist utopia with strong socialist overtones and plenty of hot girl-on-girl action. Wonder Woman came to Patriarch's world with a clear liberal agenda, but a willingness to crack skulls if need be. She's heavily into social justice, environmental issues, and sisterhood. Wonder Woman is not beyond sticking a high-heeled red boot up your butt if you get in the way of her sapphic socialism.
A red boot. Symbolism there?
I guess. Green Arrow. Total
I don't
effing
know who that is.
Green Arrow?
No.
No, he's one of the DC heroes.
Oh, okay.
He has a bow and arrow, and he looks a
These
lot
aren't
like
all DCs, are they?
No.
Oh, okay.
He looks a lot like Robin Hood.
Okay.
Green Arrow is a total effing communist, according to this. Green Arrow is a loose cannon, politically speaking. He's somewhere to the left of Alec Baldwin on the political spectrum, and he's armed to the teeth with those crazy arrows of his. Green Arrow is an unapologetic leftist. He's always complaining about how the Justice League has a bunch of fascists railing against the man. He's soft on drugs. His sidekick, Speedy, was a junkie, after all. An advocate of redistribution of wealth and his own pinko version of justice. This modern-day Robin Hood wants to take your hard-earned money and give it to some stupid soup kitchen or something.
Hmm.
Go smoke another joint, hippie.
Hey, now.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
I'm just saying, it's not only commies that smoke joints.
I see.
All right.
Green Lantern. Republican. The squarest superhero in the DC universe, and that's saying a lot. Green Lantern is also one of the most conservative. A former test pilot and current galactic police officer, Green Lantern has always been a running dog for the man. Dude carries a WMD on his ring finger and flies around reshaping reality according to his idea of the way things should be. Total neocon.
Wow.
I'm so going to get hate mail for this one. Batman. Independent.
Really?
Batman is a true independent. You'll never believe what a libertarian is. It's awesome.
Okay, all right.
Batman is a true independent. A man of solid principles and baffling contradictions. This may be because he's mentally ill. Batman is also his almost paranoid distrust of government institution, yet believes in the rule of law. He's an urban vigilante, yet has a proponent of gun control.
What?
Batman doesn't use weapons.
That's true, you're right.
Yeah, he's
projectile weapon or firearms. He doesn't use firearms.
No,
he's got
firearms.
That little bat wing thing. Yeah.
Spring loaded or something.
Right.
Put an eye out with that. Batman is anti-death penalty to a fault. How many times has he had to capture the mass-murdering Joker and return him to Arkham Asylum instead of the electric chair?
Well, you got to have the series continue. I mean, you can't just execute all of the criminals.
You can just make new ones up.
Well, it's not as fun.
Contradictions be damned, Batman follows his own moral compass. And Batman is always right. When Batman votes, he weighs all the options and chooses the best person for the job, regardless of party affiliation or whether they are actually running for office. In other words, he writes Batman on every ballot. Spider-Man. Democrat. With great power comes great responsibility. That's 100% Democrat. Spidey is as much about taking care of the little guy as he is about clobbering bad guys. Spidey grew up poor, watching Aunt May trying to stretch her Social Security check each month and scrambling to make ends meet as a freelance photographer for that yellow rag, the Daily Bugle. Nowadays, he's working as a teacher in a New York public school. Recently, Spidey was duped by a reactionary...
Really? Is that what's going on in the comics these days?
I guess...
He's working as a teacher?
I haven't read Spider-Man any time.
Take his word for it.
Yeah. Recently, Spidey was duped by reactionary neocon superheroes into supporting their oppressive agenda in the Marvel's Civil War miniseries.
That's the one where they're taking sides, right?
Yeah, they're taking sides.
War on Terror?
Essentially, they're making all the superheroes unmask to the government. The government needs to know who you are. So, and Spidey's taking the side of unmasking.
Right.
Captain America, on the other hand.
Sellout.
No.
Spidey's.
Yes. Spidey's a sellout. Now, Captain America, the government knows who Steve Rogers is. On the other hand, he believes that superheroes should be able to wear masks.
Indeed.
As I do, too.
Privacy's important.
Daredevil is a far-left Democrat.
Hmm.
Let's see. Rich, highly educated, skirt-chasing Manhattan defense attorney. Total liberal. Enjoy that Streisand concert, Daredevil.
That was it?
That was it. That's awesome.
That's funny.
Iron Man. Neocon Republican.
Yeah.
No Marvel superheroes better Republican credentials than Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man. He's a billionaire industrialist and weapons manufacturer with an Ivy League education and a drinking problem. He's a staunch anti-communist and served as Secretary of Defense. Can we have him back? just saying it'd be better than what we have. In Marvel's Civil War storyline, Iron Man has drawn a line in the proverbial sand. He wants all superheroes to register with the government.
Yeah.
And if you're not with him, you're against him.
Yep.
And if you're not, and if you're against him, look out. He'll classify you as an enemy combatant and throw your butt in a negative zone prison where U.S. courts have no jurisdiction. No, he's not considered a supervillain. Why do you ask? So
this is an extensive list.
The Libertarian.
Is this the last one?
No.
No.
Nope. Two real good ones coming.
Not Captain America.
No, Captain America. I feel like Captain America is a libertarian.
Is he listed?
Yes.
Okay.
The Hulk. The quote is, Hulk just want to be left alone.
Nice.
And you know that no one's ever made the Hulk pay taxes. Come on.
Right on.
Never.
Or he'll smash them.
Hulk smash taxes. Captain America.
Wait, that was it?
That was it. Well, who needs to say anything more when you're the Hulk?
It was very good.
Yeah. Captain America, he claims, is a Truman Democrat. Cap is a man out of time, thawed after 50-odd years.
This is your hero.
Yes, I do love Captain America. I had my shirt on today, but I took it off. Of suspended animation, this living legend from World War II is guided by old-fashioned American values and unshakable principles. In other words, he's got a bit of a stick up his butt. Captain America can't even recognize today's political parties, which have mutated in the decades he's been on ice into bloated, hypocritical, ideological monstrosities whose divisive policies makes him sad. Makes him cry, even. Cap believes in small government and stays out of private lives. A strong national defense and pulling oneself up by one's bootstraps or shoelaces or whatever's handy. However, Cap is opposed to legislating morality and believes that government has a responsibility to help those out who are less fortunate and defenseless, like kids and puppies. Cap is a walking Frank Copper movie with a mean right hook, and his vote's his conscience, but not along party line.
800-259-9231. On the way, we're going to China and the United Kingdom. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hey,